Frank Harris. I remember laying there, in the darkness, terrified. Something was definitely wrong. Something horrible had happened. Everybody at the compound was on edge, amped up, nervous. Peering out through our cage, I saw dimly flashing blue and red lights, heard a car come to a quick stop on the gravel road. For a few moments, the hills were quiet, except for the swishing sound of trees swaying in the wind. Suddenly, I heard Boomer roar, and the quiet was broken by the sharp crash of a gunshot piercing through the darkness, echoing through the craggy rocks for what seemed like forever. And then, just the wind. Just the wind. I haven't never owned anything of my own, my entire life. Never had a place or nothing to call my own. I've been owned plenty enough, though. It's odd knowing you're nothing more than a possession, something someone considered property. Our story starts way back over in Missouri at what was supposed to be an animal sanctuary, but truth be told, it was actually an illegal tiger breeding facility at a farm called Bearcat Hollow. Animals would come in every so often, and the farm would make a big deal about how they rescued the animal and were saving its life.